We're on the Indianapolis 500 Speedway, and in the pace car that's going to be out here on the track, our driver up front here, can you tell us your name and what you're out here doing today?
My name is Dan Edwards. I'm the manager of track racing operations at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and we're giving guests from the ethanol industry a ride around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Well, and here with me is Lynn Corzine. Lynn, tell us what you think about being out here today.
Well, this is a great event. As chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, I've had the opportunity not, as a farmer to represent farmers around the country on all of our ethanol issues and to see everything come together and the success of the ethanol industry and where we're headed. All the questions about performance, what a wonderful event and a place, natural event to prove the performance right here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the greatest spectacle in racing. We're very excited. It is a great event.
And so how about how fast are we going to get up to here, driver?
About 100 miles an hour.
All right. So not quite half of what these guys will be doing out here on race day.
Not quite half.
Hey, and we've also got with us Emery Clevin, who is the past president of the National Farm Broadcasters. Emery, what's your impression so far as we're in our last lap?
I can't imagine what 220 miles an hour would be like. This is fast enough.
Yeah, we've even got a little interference here coming at us. Well, Lynn, this was an ethanol summit held here today with the Undersecretary for Rural Development. What did you hear from his message from Washington, D.C.?
Well, Undersecretary Doar, being in charge of rural development for the United States, ethanol is the best rural development opportunity we have ever seen in the United States. He recognizes that. This administration, starting with Tom Doar and including President Bush, for a long time they've been strong supporters of renewable fuels and understand how ethanol has a lot of answers and agriculture has answers for the problems of our society, both in the United States, and the same thing is happening around the world as well. But right here in the U.S., we want to be in the lead of lowering our dependence on imported oils, on helping the environment, and keeping our energy dollars from the United States right here in country. What a great way to do it, and ethanol is the here and now, and we're very pleased with the help they've been.
Great. Well, thank you very much here in the Indianapolis 500 pace car.